Story of the Grand Canyon of Arizona, How It Was Made, by N.H. Darton, Geologist, U.S. Geological Survey, 31st Revised and Enlarged Edition, published by Fred Harvey, Grand Canyon, Arizona, 1957. Preface. The Grand Canyon of Arizona, a titanic gash in the face of the earth, 217 miles long, 8 to 20 miles wide, and more than a mile deep, was first discovered by Spaniards in 1540. It was next seen by Spanish priests in 1776. Then, for more than 80 years, the Great Chasm was unvisited except by Indians, pioneer herdsmen, and trappers. In 1857, an army expedition under Lieutenant Ives ascended the Colorado River to the head of navigation, but it remained for John Wesley Powell, a schoolteacher, geologist, and one-armed veteran of the Civil War, who afterwards became director of the United States Geological Survey, to share and accomplish the exploration of the mighty river. With 9 men and 4 boats, Major Powell started from Green River City, Utah, May 24, 1869. Over 3 months later, he landed at the mouth of the Virgin River, more than 1,000 miles from the starting point, minus 2 boats and 4 men. The trip was hazardous in the extreme. The adventurers faced the unknown at every bend, and their little boats were constantly upset. Powell's later explorations over a long period of years gave to the world much information concerning both the geological and scenic features of the canyon. Many scientific expeditions have since visited it, but Powell easily ranks at the top of the list of Grand Canyon explorers. The journal of his first voyage is a most fascinating tale, which, despite its modest style and reticence, tells an epic story of American heroism. The Grand Canyon is one of the wonders of the world, but the story of its origin is as simple as any that nature offers, the result of a process which can be observed in the most ordinary gully beside a country road. Water has been the principal agent in the making of the Great Gorge, water falling as rain in or near the canyon and washing away its walls, water journeying to the sea as the Colorado River, slowly carrying away its rocky banks. Frost, heat, and cold have aided in expanding and contracting the rocks, while wind-blown sand has slowly torn away the rock surfaces. The activity of these forces in wearing away the surfaces of landforms is called erosion. It is a slow but unending process. Probably in a century, the effect of all the cutting might seem insignificant, but in the thousands of centuries that it has been in progress, great results have been accomplished. Time is the all-important element. In this popular account, Professor Darton explains how these forces have worked together in the making of the Grand Canyon. He describes the various rock formations found in different portions of the chasm and the interesting features that may be seen from the several points. The process of erosion continues its slow but unceasing work. The Colorado River below El Tovar is still nearly 2,400 feet above sea level, and the deepening and widening of the gorge will continue through the ages. So the story of the Grand Canyon is by no means finished.